As we always do every single week on the hot seat, we make sure we check in with a member of the opposition NDP caucus. And this time we're talking with the top one of the legislature, at least in terms of in the House, and that is MLA for Edmonton Manning, as well as the opposition House leader, Mrs. Heather Sweet, making her hot seat debut. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's awesome. Okay, great. So I guess the first off, Heather, is that obviously, you know, the legislature got underway yesterday. It opened up a week early. And in saying that, obviously, the government seems like it's pretty busy tabling legislation. And what are some of the big things, at least in terms of advocacy, that the NDP wants to accomplish in this sitting?
Well, and I, you know, we've been pretty clear yesterday and of course, leading up to this legislative session that we want this government to be focusing on jobs and the economy. We recognize, and we've even heard from the Premier when he says that we have a job crisis in this province. And we acknowledge that, and we take that very seriously. And so what we're going to be doing is continuously asking the government for some form of jobs plan, a strategy to address the economics in this province, as well as getting people back to work. We called for an emergency debate on the economy. And what we saw yesterday was that many of the ministers that stood up to speak didn't even use the word job once. So we will continue to advocate for that and even propose ideas, as we've done with our website, albertafuture.ca, where we're asking Albertans to give us ideas about how they see us diversifying the economy.
Now, one thing I know we're talking about diversifying the economy, and this was put out there as one of the first parts of that pillar that you were talking about on albertasfutures.ca, and that is the development of hydrogen. And this could really be an interesting one because aside from providing energy, we're talking about renewable and clean sources of energy here, and obviously it sounds like at least with blue hydrogen that that's something that the NDP caucus is very high on, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that our proposal on our hydrogen paper alone demonstrates the commitment that we have around that diversification. The government did try to come out with a strategy, but it was a plan to make a plan to make another plan. And of course, they were proposing not to have anything until 2030. Our plan was very concrete, and we've actually been hearing from different communities and different stakeholders already since that paper has come out that they're interested in investing in hydrogen, and they have ideas about how we can move that forward quickly.
No doubt about that. And in terms of saying that, though, what are some actions that you think at least this government can take immediately? We know that usually sometimes when it's taking an economy rebounding, it takes time and it's not something that happens overnight. But what are some concrete actions that you feel that the government can take that will get people back to work as soon as in a week, maybe?
Well, I mean, we would like to see the government reverse the announcement that they made even this week about the laying off of the 11,000 healthcare workers. I mean, they're frontline workers who are currently working in the pandemic in our hospitals, and to announce that they're going to be laying off those 11,000 workers, that needs to be reversed. I mean, many of those people that are working in those hospitals are rural Albertans, many in your area and Peace Country, and our spouses to many people that work in the oil and gas industry who have also been laid off. And so the simplest and easiest way to support Albertans at this point is to stop laying people off and to actually support Albertans to continue working.
And I know, and also one other thing, and I know that it's pointed out regularly, and that is the slashing of the corporate tax rate from 12% to 8%, which I think it was put out there as like the $4.7 billion. And in the end of the day, it seems like, at least from other people within the NDP caucus that I've talked to, that's was meant to create jobs, but if anything, it sounds like some of these companies have actually taken their gains and left.
Yeah, and I mean, we've been saying that from the very beginning to this government. That $4.7 billion corporate handout, all that did was show us that, you know, businesses are going to leave the province. You know, Premier Kenney made an announcement saying that this was going to create jobs. He's most recently come out and said, well, it's not going to do it now, but we're hoping it will do it in the future. And yet they continue to double down on it. And so, you know, they really need to reconsider where they're spending their money. Corporations are leaving the province. They're laying off Albertans. And yet we still see this government continuing to spend money on the war room, on $4.7 billion, corporate giveaways, at a time when they should be investing that money into diversification.
Yeah, and also, I guess in talking about education, one thing is that we've heard is that at least through leaked documents that apparently there could be some very interesting education changes coming up in terms of the curriculum advisors. And one of the things that they had suggested is that the discussion of residential schools from like K to four would not be there. Now, obviously, this is a leaked document, but in saying that, though, is that obviously something that I would assume that the opposition caucus would be very concerned with?
Well, we are concerned. We're concerned with that document that came out today. There's a variety of things that were in it that I think Albertans need to take a look at and you know, see how they feel about it. But definitely not to avoid talking about residential schools in social studies is a problem. It is part of our history, and we need to make sure that Albertans know our history. And so, of course, we asked about that in question period today. And we will continue to make sure that when the government is looking at this curriculum review, that it is done in an open and transparent way, so Albertans understand what changes this government is going to make, and making sure that it's not based on their own ideology.
And I also, it was either yesterday or today that I believe the health minister had made a reference to the Alberta College of Physicians and Surgeons in terms of more doctors being added. But when I had a chance to chat with your health critic, Mr. David Shepherd, last week or 2 weeks ago, he had mentioned that that number just means registrations. That doesn't actually mean actual amount of doctors, or doctors, I should say, that are currently in a clinic practicing seeing patients right now, does it?
No, so what we know is that we'll have to wait until the third quarter review when all the registrations are made public, because what that number will tell us is how many doctors registered, but then it also will tell us how many doctors have left the province. And right now, how many have left and are deregistering is not available. And so we will wait until we see both the registration numbers and the deregistering. But what I can tell you is that doctors are being very public about how many of them are planning on retiring and how many have already accepted new positions in other provinces. So we're basing that on the information that the actual physicians are telling us, and we will wait until the data is released from to match it with and see what the minister has said. But what the minister is telling us versus what the actual physicians are telling us are two different stories.
That should be very interesting to see because, as they always say, the proof will be in the pudding on that. Also, and I guess also as well, because usually when we have them on the hot seat, we like to always sometimes take a little bit of a step away from the political scene. So since this is your first time on the hot seat, Heather, I got to ask, when you're not doing things in the legislature, you're not the government house leader, or meeting with constituents, how do you spend your free time? Like, how do you manage to kick back when you do have free time, as much as an oxymoron, free time in politics?
Well, to be honest, I love being outdoors. I have two Siberian Huskies that keep
Aww.
me very, very busy. Yeah, so we're out, and of course, this is their favorite time of year right now, soon with the snow coming down. But I also am pretty lucky. I have a lot of rural farms in my riding, so I get to go out. And a couple of weeks ago, I actually got to volunteer with about 30 different constituents picking potatoes. So we harvest about 500 pounds of potatoes that we were able to donate to the local food bank in Edmonton and in Sturgeon County. And so I love being out on the farms and out in the fields and getting as much fresh air as I can. So that's where I prefer to be.
That's awesome. So you had a chance to go and harvest some potatoes. Do you think, in your opinion, that one day that Alberta and maybe PEI could have a good rivalry on who has better potatoes?
Well, I think it can happen. I mean, we know in Lethbridge we have some of the best French fries coming out of there. So PEI may have a good competitor in southern Alberta.
I love it. I love to see that. Love to see it. Love to see competitive as long as it's the best in Alberta. That's awesome. Heather, thank you so much for joining us on the hot seat today.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
This is Heather Sweet. She is the opposition government house leader for the NDP caucus and also is the MLA for Edmonton Manning.